This is Dr. Tim Turlop from Turlop Chiropractic, inviting you to join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality. Each week, we'll be addressing topics that are ultimately important to your health and to mine. Topics about prevention of disease, expressing greater well-being, more mobility, and vitality overall. Join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality.
And in the meantime, if you're looking for a chiropractor, Turlop Chiropractic, drturlop.com. Call his office today, 352-666-2222. Turlop Chiropractic, 24/7 care. We have Dr. Turlop in the studios, like always, every Wednesday at this time, till the top of the hour, 12 o'clock, where, once again, as he mentioned there, it's all about your health, all about your wellness, all about your innate ability
to heal.
To heal. Thank you.
I love that.
I was waiting for you to answer that.
And because good morning.
You have all the answers.
So, yes.
And if you have a question, he will be glad to answer that as well. 352-796-7272. We sit here live in the studios waiting for you.
And we're not going to say another word. We'll just wait.
We're going to wait.
Okay, we'll just wait. Okay, probably not. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So it is a fabulous Wednesday morning. And as we say every Wednesday morning at 30 Minutes of Vitality, we're built to be healthy. We're built to be vital. And if we remove interferences to that vital expression, we get to enjoy it. And those interferences are only in two ways. Give me anything. And I'll say there's two ways. We're either getting stuff that we don't need that needs to go, or we aren't getting stuff that we do need that we need to add.
Mm-hmm.
And the body will do the rest.
The wonderful
which
thing.
Is fantastic. And as it's getting warmer outside and just beautiful, I couldn't believe how warm it was last night. It was like, wow, I'm starting to feel it's getting warm. Right, and people are starting to spend more time outdoors. We've talked about that a couple of times in the last few weeks with activities and all that kind of stuff. So people are outdoors more, and it lends the topic of water to be kind of an important one again. We haven't talked about water for probably a year and a half. And it's time to address that just a little bit as it gets warmer, because water, not just in the warmer times, but all the times, is really important to our well-being. There are some myths about it. There are some misconceptions about it. There are some things that just need to kind of be expounded, because we do need to drink water. And we're just going to address some of the highlights of that today.
Okay. Now, last week we talked about coconut water.
Yes.
And now we're talking about water.
We're at water. Yeah. Right? Exactly. So it's one could say I'm all wet. Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah.
Okay. That wasn't good, but I tried.
All right.
So with regular water, not to be confused with coconut waters. We talked about coconut waters, that stuff, an immature coconut, about 5 months, 6 month old coconut.
Yeah.
That's that stuff from there. This is water that you just get from all over the place.
Okay.
Right? It's that water's good.
Yeah,
water's
we're like 80% water, aren't we?
We're about 60 to 70% water.
Okay.
Yeah. Ladies tend to be a lot less. I didn't create ladies, so I'm not going to, don't hold me accountable, but ladies have a lot more fat composition. They're supposed to on their bodies. So there's a lot more fat on a lady than there is on a guy. So we tend to be closer to the 70% range.
Uh-huh.
Of our bodies tend to be water. Ladies tend to be in the low to mid 60s because of their fat levels. Also, one of the reasons why ladies tend to need less daily consumption of water than we guys do. Right. So, yeah, I didn't create us. So don't throw tomatoes at me for stating what just what is.
I'll put it back in the case.
So and since water is all over the place,
mm-hmm.
We do need to drink it. We're going to get into how much and all that kind of stuff and what we do with it. But the availability of water and it's so nice that you go to the sink and you turn on the tap and there's water.
Mm.
That's a good thing. Right. It's not only a good thing, it's a great thing.
Yes.
Right. To be able to turn on the tap and have water that's there for us to, wash the house, cleanse the clothes, do all the stuff we do with it. And because it's so easy, it tends to be the place that we want to say, you know what? Let's go ahead and I'm going to get a glass of water because it's just right there. I go to the tap, I fill up my thing and drink it. Probably not our best place to get water. And I've said this, about a year and a half ago, we're very fortunate to have a great water system here in Hernando County. Does a great job, potable water that's clean and dependable.
Mm.
It does a great job. But for our health purposes, we can do better, right? We just can. So there are trace elements of all kinds of things that we will say are okay to actually consume. But on a daily basis, you're drinking the right amount of water and you're putting it in your food and you're bathing and inhaling it while you're showering. And is it really the best thing?
Well, we got a question. We'll go right to the phones if you'd like. I'll stop you right there.
Absolutely.
Is it really the best thing? We'll pick up on that when we return from this call. And you're on with Dr. Tim Turlip, your 30 Minutes to Vitality.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. This is George. Dr. Turlip, I have a question. I'm not sure about the water, but that is a good question. I'd like to hear the answer on that as well.
Sure.
Just a real quick question. I have a left hip that was replaced about 7 years ago.
Okay.
And I think my right hip is starting to go now a little bit.
Yeah.
Is there things I can do to prevent or to hold off on getting the operation?
So, yeah, it depends on how far, if I can use the expression, gone your other hip is. Because once it gets to a certain point, there's really nothing that can be done other than to actually use arthroplasty or replace that hip. But if you've still got joint space in there that allows movement in there, some of the stuff that we've talked about, heck, water is one of the ways, and hydration is one of the ways that we can do that. The omega-3 fatty acids, optimizing your vitamin D levels, stretching and making sure you're staying active and moving that hip on a regular basis can be important as well. If you have gait abnormalities, and you probably do once you have a hip replaced, it usually tends to change the way we bear our weight and that we walk.
Hello?
Hey, are you there, George?
Must be.
I lost you.
No, can you hear us, George?
I lost you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't want to hear. You don't want to listen to the radio.
You don't want to hear you.
Yeah, because.
Oh, there you go. I hear you.
Yeah, listen to the phone, not the radio, George.
Can you hear me now?
This is like a bad phone commercial, George.
Yeah, we got a bad connection. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We're back. So then, one of the things with the gait abnormalities that can also help to stabilize that is. So, and George, if you can turn your radio down, we won't hear the feedback, and you'll hear me better.
Okay, I got it down.
Okay, which my wife tends to turn the radio up so she can't hear me, which is one of the sad things of my life. But one of the things that we've talked about before is using something called an orthosis, a corrective orthosis that can help to change and modify the way you walk, which can take some of the stress off that hip as well. One of the things that we look at the office to help facilitate and correct structural abnormalities as we work with people. So the other thing too with joint destruction and inflammation that can be present too is actually excessive animal protein. We eat a lot of animal protein. It tends to make us acidic, and it tends to cause more inflammation in the body, and that inflammation will lead to further breakdown of the joint too. So there's lots of simple things that can be done. The biggest ones, I'd say hydration, vitamin D, omega-3 fatty acids, making sure you're exercising and stretching, and find a competent doctor who can look at your gait and make sure correction is made to try and make sure that hips get as much life of that darn hip as you can.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, because I'm leaning to the right and using the cane.
Yeah.
But I can walk, and I'm actually working. I do landscaping. I do a left hand or right hand with the weed whacker, and the other hand I'm holding the cane. So,
yeah.
But I'm okay to keep going, and sometimes it's not too painful, and I could use arthritis, leave arthritis.
And it makes it feel better.
And, that helps a little bit.
Yeah.
So is there anything, can I come to you and can you help me prolong having to go and have the operation done?
Oh, absolutely. We can see. And again, if it's too far gone, we'll know that as well. And we've got a couple, three really great surgeons locally who can help with that if we need to. But yeah, if we look at it and there's still enough life left in that hip, you bet. We do it for people every single day. So if you, the
office,
yeah, hi, George. And if you just hit the number 666-2222, and we're good to go. Okay, George. Sure. Appreciate the call. Thanks so very much.
Keep listening. Yes. 666-2222. Make that appointment, George, today. It's important to your health. And on that note, I know we're talking about water, but what about calcium real quick?
So, and again, calcium for destruction of a hip or even other joints, because it's not just the hip, it'll be other ones. It's the research shows it's not that facilitative.
Okay.
Even just it used to be thought that, with osteoporosis, well, we'll increase the amount of calcium and magnesium in the body. That'll help the bone strength. Not true. We just know that's not true. Excessive calcium is actually bad for lots of other reasons we won't get into, but we don't want to do that.
No.
Okay. Yeah. So we mentioned hydration for George as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a more long-term strategy, of course. But when you have arthritis even, so I promise you that's a form of probably osteoarthritis in George's hip. And osteoarthritis, I always joke with patients, say, when you got a fire, what do you throw on top of it?
Water!
Put the fire out, for God's sakes, right? So water is one of the simple strategies to actually facilitate arthritic pain, to help take care of that. Right. So, and we, the critical nature we talked about, you know, going to the tap because it's so easy to get water from the sink. It really is. But again, we've got chlorine in the water. Mm-hmm. And it's also then there's these chlorinated byproducts that happen. The chlorine's not so great for us to consume. We've talked about how that can kill the bacterial flora in the gut.
That's right.
And we've talked about other ways. Chlorine has its own hazards. But it's the chlorine byproducts that when that chlorine in the water touches any organic matter and gets to cleaning products, it creates all kinds of problems that are actually literally probably 1,000 to 2,000 times worse than the chlorine itself.
Right.
So it's not something that we want to get. Our water can have levels of arsenic in it. There are levels of other metals. There are other pharmacologic agents that can be in the water that are trace elements. And it is an absolutely accurate statement to say it's safe to drink for you and I today, that we're not going to die if we drink it today.
Right.
That's correct, right? But again, if we drink it every day for the next 20 years, right? I've been living gratefully in Hernando for more than 30 years now. So, you know, if that's, you know, consuming, you know, 3 quarts of that every single day for the last 30 years, right? So bottled water is the next thing. People say, oh, I'd only drink bottled water. Unfortunately, bottled water, again, 40% plus of them are nothing but tap water that's put into bottles, and we're calling it bottled water. Mm. Clever marketers, clever municipal water systems have said, you know, this water craze is great. Let's just go ahead and bottle our water because it's really tasty. People like our water. Let's just bottle it and call it Houston Superior.
That's right.
Right? It's nothing but Houston tap water. It's not like it's coming from an aquifer that's, or a spring-fed thing, or a mountain river or something. That's not what's happening, right? It's just coming, they put it out, they open their tap and then put it in the bottle and sell it to you for a buck.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's really not a great thing. And we mentioned, you know, chlorine and chlorine byproducts and all that sort of thing that can be in there. And again, we're looking at just general testing of all water. We're finding those things in 35% on independent testing and bottled waters. And again, we have things, there's like BPA and it's bisphenol A, which is actually an endocrine disruptor. It comes from the plastics. Mm-hmm. And again, if you can tell me how long your bottled water sat somewhere and at what temperature,
right,
then okay, good to go, right? But that bottle of whatever it is, Houston Superior, right, may have sat in a warehouse at Houston in the middle of summer for 3 months at 126 degrees in the warehouse before it was thrown on the back of a truck at 200 degrees and brought to you before it made it to the shelf at Winn-Dixie.
Yep. And then you threw it in your trunk and you're living off that.
Right. And it's just so you don't know. And it sits in the plastic and the plastic leaches into the water. Mm-hmm. It just does. So that's bottled water, not the best way to get our water. The quality of the water itself, as well as the plastics, create problems that we really don't want to get into. Mm-hmm. Right. So the cheapest possible way is to use your own filtered water. And we'll get into that. So let's get into that now, and then we'll get into why it's critical. Because again, one of the things that happens, you want to filter it. And my favorite form, as we've mentioned before, is reverse osmosis. Mm-hmm. Right. So there's simple reverse osmosis that go under the kitchen sink. You get that little faucet that is on the sink next to your regular faucet, and that water removes that system using reverse osmosis, and we won't promote a specific system, right? But it actually cleans out nearly everything out of that water. So from volatile organic compounds to the chlorine to the hazardous petrochemicals from herbicides, pesticides, the residual stuff that's in the water, Teflon, for God's sakes. 90%+ of municipal water supplies in the United States have Teflon in them.
Wow.
Right? So it's just, it's all over the place. Even in our creeks and our rivers, for gosh sakes, 75% of rivers and creeks have Teflon floating around in the creek. So it's one of the things that we want to make sure that we're paying attention to, if filtering an RO is the best.
Yeah.
For people who don't want to install something or maybe live in an apartment. Anyway, you can take those out and take them with you. It's a bit more problematic because then you got to call the plumber to deinstall it, move to my new place, and have a plumber reinstall it.
Yeah.
Not a huge deal, but it's going to cost you $100 to have them deinstall it, $150 to reinstall it. Mm-hmm. And the system itself should only cost $300 to $400, but your cost per gallon when you put in RO is only about 2 to 2.5 cents a gallon. Mm. Right? So calculate what your bottled water, what you're paying for a gallon of bottled water. Mm-hmm. And you're only paying 2 cents versus $1.90 or $3, right? You're going to save a lot of money. So the initial upfront cost more than justifies putting that in. right? The other, there's another one out there that's a tabletop. There's really only one tabletop RO filter that I'm aware of. And I will mention that's called AquaTrue, right? And it's a great little unit for people who want something portable. That's a couple few hundred dollars. The filters are not expensive. They're so easy to change. And it's truly fantastic RO water. It does a great, great job. And that can go anywhere. You can set it anywhere in the kitchen. You can set it next to the sink. You can put it anywhere, right? You can get extra containers. Keep one in the fridge if you like it cold. It only takes about 8 minutes to actually make a gallon and a half of RO water.
Wow.
So you've got all the water you'll need that's really, really clean. And it's very, very portable, called AquaTrue. The next one that I think is probably the best and probably the most economical of all of them, it's not RO. It's from a company called Berkey, B-E-R-K-E-Y, Berkey Filters. And Berkey makes a couple of them that are really great, filters out most everything, but spares most minerals. RO, on the other hand, will take most minerals out. The Berkey filter will take out petrochemicals and volatile organic compounds. You can have it remove arsenic and fluoride and all that stuff that's in the water, take it all out of there. So it's really, really clean. And that one will actually produce 6,000 gallons of water before you ever have to change a filter. Right. So you can literally, my kids at college, I have my eldest daughter's had hers for 6 years. It's very simple. So when she went from dorm room to that apartment, to that little cottage with six other girls, right?
Goodness.
And doing all that stuff. Right. Like, easy to move. You just empty it out and take it and set it up on the kitchen. It's super simple and has lasted 6 years.
Wow.
Before we've had to change the filters. Right. And the filter changing cost, it was $90 to change the filters after 6 years. The upfront cost is probably about $300.
Okay.
Right? So, wow. So $300 to get really clean water for 6 years. Very inexpensive.
Yes.
Right? You're going to spend that on bottled water in 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's really, really an inexpensive way to get really good clean water to cook with, to drink with, to make your coffee with, to make your tea with, all ice cubes, everything. Right. So it's a really great way to get it. So
it really is.
Standard RO, still my favorite of all under the kitchen counter. Most ice makers, even on a fridge and fridge dispensers, will come. Their water line tends to come from the sink. So then your RO unit is delivering water to your refrigerator. Usually you have to double check with your plumber.
Right.
And as well as your ice. So your ice and your water from your fridge are very, very clean, as well as from the little tappy thing that's on the sink.
Right.
Right. So we want to make sure we have it because it's every system. You mentioned it earlier. If we're approximately 65 to 70% water, right, and there's a little over a gallon of blood, let's say a gallon for our purposes in our bodies, that's circulating all the time. And you go, well, that's not very much fluid, right? But your heart is actually pumping that to that 2,000 times a day. So 2,000 gallons of fluid are going through our bodies every single day. There's about 3 liters of plasma. Let's say that's approximately quarts. 3 quarts of that is plasma. And your kidneys are filtering that 60 plus times a day. So the entire content, the fluid component of your blood, the plasma, is actually being filtered by your kidneys, let's say approximately 60 times a day. Wow. So if I have too little water, can that affect my kidney function?
Sure.
In a huge way.
Yeah.
Right. If you ask the American Kidney Foundation, right, they'll tell you that in a big way. Can it lead lack of water? Can it lead to increased risk of urinary tract infection? Yes. Does it decrease the volume of that blood? Absolutely. Because 90% of your blood is water. Right. Your skin, will your skin tend to age much faster if you walk around chronically mildly dehydrated?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Will it affect our ability to think clearly? Yeah, just even mild dehydration will affect our ability to think clearly. Will it affect your energy level on a day-to-day basis? You know, the person who walks in, this is a lot of us. You can't imagine the number of people that we get. We always do the water challenge at the office. It's the 30-day water challenge, right? Just do this for 30 days, right? And I have a guarantee on the other side. I won't mention what that is on the air, right? Because everybody changes. Right? Your energy will increase. Your ability to sleep increases because we need to add that water. We're losing just from respiration. For every time we breathe, we lose fluid. We perspire all day long. You and I are losing a quart of fluid just during the day, just from general perspiration, not where you're getting wet under your arms or your back is sweating and all that stuff. Right? Just basic loss of fluid from the skin, right, is about a quart a day and from breathing. Your feet, for God's sakes, are losing a pound of sweat just from your feet, a pint. I mean, it's anybody who pees, anybody know anybody who pees? right? If you pee, I mean, you're losing a liter and a half, say a quart and a half, if you will, just from pee in a day, right, is coming out. So we have to make sure that we're replenishing that, because the bodily systems are absolutely dependent on water to function.
And if you work outside or in a hot environment, then
even more, right? Yeah, and that's why that's a great thank you. It's a great segue into how much water should I be drinking then? So there's quality. How much do I do? And this, you know, the idea people, oh, they told me 6 glasses of water a day.
Right.
Okay, great. Now, sometimes people go, I was told 8 glasses of water a day. Well, you know, that's all clever and kind of cute. And it's a good start. That may be perfect for you. You might even need a glass or two less. Right? You may need 6 glasses more, right? But it depends on, am I working outside? Do I exercise a ton? What's the atmosphere? Is it the middle of summer? Is it the middle of winter? At what elevation do I live? Right? There are many factors that go into that. So I always use the rough, half your body weight in ounces.
Okay.
So if I'm 190 pounds, 195 pounds, I want to be drinking 90, 95 ounces. So for me, about 3 quarts is the perfect amount of water for me on a daily basis.
Okay.
The way to know for sure is actually through your urine. We mentioned pee, and I just, you know, but if we look at our urine when you go potty, your potty should not be this golden yellow.
Okay.
Right? You go, oh, yeah, pee's yellow. Well, no, it really should be just a very, very light off color yellow. Not yellow, certainly not golden, and never brown.
Never, yeah.
That's what right? I heard. And people actually will say, oh, yeah, well, I just, you know, I have a dark yellow urine. You are not drinking enough water at all, right? So that's a really easy gauge. It should be clear or just the slightest tinge of yellow, and should have very little of that odor of pee. Okay? It should be not malodorous at all. It should not be a strong urine smell. And it should just be clear to very light yellow. That way you'll know, I'm drinking enough water.
There you go.
I'm right on it. So you can't do that pigeonhole of 6 glasses, 8 glasses. It's absolutely erroneous, right? Because then we have patients who, wow, they exercise for an hour, 5-6 days a week. You think that person needs a little bit more water?
Heck yeah.
Whether it's a boy or a girl, it doesn't make any difference, because that individual is going to be perspiring more. They're going to be losing more. They're going to be breathing a lot heavier for that hour, right? So they lose a lot, that air exchange from the lungs, tons more fluid just from their respirations, let alone their armpits and their tummy sweat and what's rolling down their back and all that stuff that comes from what we get with working out, right?
That's right.
And so I have a friend of mine who has very little hair on the top of his head. And when he exercises, you'd think it was like Mount Vesuvius erupting out of the top of his head, right? He just sweats like a banshee from the top of his head. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like going, oh my God, is there like a sprinkler on the top of your head? Right. So everybody's a little bit different that way. So that's when you know for sure. The other thing people will say, and it is somewhat true, is we'll say, you know what, this is all fluid consumption. So there will be other agencies, and we won't get into the fancy names, et cetera, that will say, great, total consumption of fluids. So that's what I get from food, what I get from vegetables, as well as what I get from what I drink. So, right, but so the water that I'm giving, I'm holding a cup of coffee right now.
Right.
Does this qualify for water?
Well, it's made with water.
It is made with water, and it's mostly water.
Yeah.
It's water filtered through some beans that are ground up, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So is it water?
No.
No. It is not water. It doesn't mean don't drink it, right? But it doesn't have, because if I'm getting enough water, I will have my body's mechanisms for thirst will actually be significantly satisfied. So I won't be saying, wow, I really like to get an orange juice. Boy, I'd love to have a coconut water. Boy, I'd like something to drink. I won't be feeling that thirst because I'm well enough hydrated. And then my cardiac function, my cognitive function, my brain function, my kidney function, my intestinal function. One of the first things we get adequate water, almost everybody says, I poop well. So it does. I mean, it affects us on every level because we are mostly water. So we need to make sure we're addressing that and getting it done regularly.
Very good.
Okay.
So we appreciate Dr. Tim Turlip in the studios with us, as he is every Wednesday, 11:30 to 12, your 30 minutes of vitality. And we had another call that was on hold.
I'm sorry.
No, we can get to it after the show. Just if you want to hold on, it's up to you. But every Wednesday, 11:30 to 12, Dr. Tim Turlip with Turlip Chiropractic is here to address your health, wellness, and vitality. That's why it's your 30 minutes of vitality. So give Dr. Turlip's office a call today, 352-666-2222. Make your next appointment. Local chiropractor in Spring Hill off of North Cliff Boulevard, just a little east of US 19. Dr. Turlip, turlopchiropractic.com. Check it out for yourself, and we appreciate you being here once again.
See you next week.
All right.